China has had a policy of opening up to the world for more than 30 years. But until recently, there were rules restricting what foreign journalists could do, especially when they traveled outside of Beijing. Now, foreign journalists are allowed to report almost anywhere they like. But the Chinese Foreign Ministry still organizes the occasional trip to offer a window into its way of seeing things. The world's Mary Kay Magstad just came back from such a trip to the western areas of Xinjiang and Qinghai, and she sent us a snapshot of what these trips are like.
Say you're the Chinese Foreign Ministry. You want to organize a trip for foreign journalists to a part of China that's experienced some ethnic tensions and unrest within the past couple of years. You want to tell a story of ethnic harmony and progress without giving the journalists too much time to dig up a counter-narrative from Tibetans and Uyghurs, the Turkic Muslims native to Xinjiang. What do you do? For starters, spend lots of time on a bus. Hours each day is good. Visit state-owned farms, alternative energy factories, and other places far from discontented Uyghurs and Tibetans, who resent the growing number of Han Chinese migrants coming into what used to be their territory. But do include at least some happy Uyghurs, like the owners of a restaurant in the desert oasis town of Turpan. The father beats the rhythm while his 10-year-old daughter twirls. Later, he dances too. He does not talk about politics. And then, time is up. No time to talk to other Uyghurs here. Back on the bus to an unpopulated desert reclamation site with a few trusted officials to interview in 100-degree heat. This official says, actually, today's pretty comfortable. It gets a lot hotter than this. Continue with similar outings, like to a largely unpopulated peach grove or a cotton farm with no workers in sight. To illustrate a picture of religious tolerance, go to a mosque and to the Tibetan Buddhist monastery Kumbun, or in Chinese Ta'ar, in Qinghai province. But hover at the shoulder of any foreign journalist who tries to speak to Tibetans here about how they feel about the Dalai Lama, this being the most important temple for the Dalai Lama's Yellow Hat sect. This monk, who was our government-selected guide, repeatedly dodged the question. But he also refused to say a single negative thing about the Dalai Lama. That's despite the government officials listening to his every word and the fact that the government's official line is that the Dalai Lama is an evil separatist. Have top officials in each region give the official government line. Run a monologue about the successes of the region, as Xinjiang Governor Nur Bakri does here.
I wish to give you a brief overview of the developments of Xinjiang in the past 60 years, past 30 years, and the past decade since the Go West strategy was initiated under the leadership of the Communist Party of China.
Make the brief overview last an hour or more. Then say there's only time for a few questions. Sidestep the sensitive ones, thank the journalists for their hard work, and then make them an offer.
Because, as an old Chinese saying goes, seeing is believing, and I think it is more effective for you to visit our community to see every corner of our region, which accounts for 1/6 of China's territory, and I think this will be more effective than you hearing my words here.
Don't mention the fact that, in the mostly Uyghur town of Kashgar, police have a habit of kicking foreign journalists out almost as soon as they show up. Welcome the foreign journalist to visit again. Ask for their suggestions to make the next trip even better. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Urumqi.
And you can read how Mary Kay became part of a propaganda campaign. It's in her blog at theworld.org.